Thank you so much for being here. It's a real honor for me to read. This is a selection of poems from the manuscript. This first one is called A Detail a Day. Each number represents a detail that I noticed on that day. A detail a day. One, if this were my new apartment and not a refuge for displacement, there would be art on every available inch of wall. Two, in the late hour cafe, trying to write nostalgic songs in the background, in the throes of breakup anguish, various men hit me up online. Sitting at Lily's in Polish Hill, my ex drops off mail in a mutual place. Four, I trade Valium for weed on my coworker's porch. He hooks it up, offers me Katram from Indonesia, and guarantees I won't get addicted. Five, Ryan, an ex-Marine with silver eyes, volunteers at Pittsburgh's most colorful house, repeatedly painting small green circles on a fence. Chain smoking under direct sun, turns to tell me he stacks bodies against ISIS and Al-Qaeda during his free time. He doesn't know why he tells me this. Six, people ask how I'm doing. No one wants an honest answer. Seven, in a strange bed, memory foam hugs my bruises. A still frame of an elusive dream lingers above my head. Something about cognitive dissonance I haven't dreamt in months. Eight, Santana and I talk politics at the bar. I ask who is the next Malcolm X, the next MLK. The bartender I've been rebounding with looks up from the Manhattan he's making, smirks from ear to ear, says it's me, baby, handing us the bill. Nine, I am a bridesmaid in my best friend's wedding. While I'm getting my hair done, I tell the hairdresser to hide the bald spot on top of my head since the night I came home to change locks. My hair's been falling out in chunks. 10, doing just my laundry takes half the time and half the money. I get Thai food and I don't have to share. I'm not seething with resentment as I fold just my clothes. I could get used to this. 11, the coffee on Delta Airlines is disgusting, but the packaged cookie is vegan. I forced myself to eat and drink. It's midnight and I should write. I imagine myself someone else. 12, my mom recommends a self-help book from across the country via text. How to stop seeking love, approval, and appreciation and start finding it for yourself. I reply, no thanks, mom. I'm reading Eat, Pray, Love, Fuck, Then Die. 13, outside the Bantha Tea House in Garfield, I take a billion melodramatic selfies. The left side of my face twitches. I probably have terminal cancer. I light up another cigarette. 14, four alternative self-aware, self-realized, naturally beautiful, curvy women all strut diamond rings on their left hands while drinking craft IPAs. They all roll their eyes at their husbands. 15, maybe it's the altitude sickness, but I can't relate to any of these people. They have kids and careers and back fat. 16. After the wedding, Matt and I are the last ones in the hot tub. We talk about the inherent subjectivity of art. My toes are dehydrated raisins. I sink deeper so the jets massage my left shoulder. He awkwardly reaches over to rub it. I sigh and look up at Orion's belt due east over the Rockies. He's been married 10 years. 17, back at the shelter, there are two new girls, one younger than me. She is getting divorced. She talks in her sleep. Please, no, I swear, stop. Thank God it's my last night here. This next poem is called Indiana. Thank you. Thank you. This is a travel poem. Indiana. I feel everything. The skin of the rolling plains, maudlin in the rear view. The long drive south. Your left arm slack out of the open window, barefoot, knee guiding the wheel. Cruel in your denim button-up, your cracked Steve McQueen sunglasses, cigarette slag off your chapped lips. Your other arm around me wears something out of a David Lynch movie. Our guts churning with black coffee and enchiladas. An axe shanked through my heart. Stray hairs swat both our faces. The cracked whip of the wind mutes simple twist of fate. And I already know what's next. Even at this drab intersection, the road bends into curved space, overlapping in the center. I don't bleed out. I just settle in. Thank you. Chronology, coming of age. A woman struggling under a man in a movie my babysitter made me watch. Leah's dad's nude photos spread across the dinner table while we play dolls. A family friend's big cock peering out of the side of his swim trunks in Huntington Beach. A forced first kiss jumping on the bed in the room where Papa died of brain cancer. Red food dye in the toilet pretending to bleed in Mexico City. Rhea's hand inside my overalls in the dark auditorium at the fifth grade assembly. When hide and seek turned into kissing cousins behind the couch in Laguna. Old men with binoculars and smeared grins gawking at us in Oaxaca. A man purposely bumping up against me at our sixth grade field trip to the Art Institute of Chicago. When the condom broke and I cried like a baby in a Holland Heights basement. When Danison got scabies and didn't tell any of us roommates for weeks. When Cody taught me strip poker in an abandoned house on 15th Street. Waking up to Olis on top of me at the Halloween party. Puking in the parking lot of the abortion clinic in Grand Rapids. The gravitas in which smells like pussy resonates in my head. Thank you. I have a couple more. Epiphenomenon. My body is swayed by 10,000 things. My body, the drape of inch-long ash, oh so mercifully hanging on. My body, dollop of morning's ice, its shiny thinness, where anything can happen. Where my limbs expand, cramp, strike, a match, last night's pocket knife still warm in my boot. Late night panache, lit cigarettes, we inhale the blazing of what's to come. Yeah, we look good together. Like morning's half-sober commute, car hit hard, my body shook, dented metal, rhythm and skin, a cadence pulsed by death, it happened so fast. The rest of me plucked, unwinged, my body a soft nuisance, betting on the empty promise of winter to hide the alopecia, the wet snakes of hair thrashing in opposite directions. But damn, it's 60 degrees in January, my wild flowers brimming white. Thank you. Laundry. I am doing the laundry of a man who loves someone else. I crease his work shirts, pair his socks. Yesterday, he threw my cheap IKEA coffee table across the room, called me a cunt. That was a room I loved him in. Water froths from the lip of the washing machine's grin. It's a funny thing, shedding tears for broken furniture. He throws me $100. I fold into quiet. I've never been good at picking furniture. Thank you so much. I actually have one more. It's called tassiography. Tassiography means the interpretation of tea leaves, a sort of a magical interpretation. Tassiography. I drink my life black, and all you want is a little sugar. Here, sign here. I will be your rehab, your half and half. Follow me into strangeness, into the somnolescent streets between violence and sweetness. Beyond distance or time, beyond egoisms. Drag your lips across my rim, taste the edge of immortality. We are beyond ephemeral margins. We skim divine pastures. Come. Overdose on my neurosis, sip on my reckless luxury. I am a bottomless demigoddess. Drink me, and I promise you'll never wake up empty. Thank you so much.